Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Less than a week before at least some school kids return to class, there's still plenty of debate about whether New York City is ready. The de Blasio administration says they will be.
There's one building I know of, and we've talked about it openly, that is going to need alternative sites. That's the MLK building in Manhattan. Everything else is moving forward. There was a group of 17 buildings on state-owned properties that didn't get the inspections on the timely manner they should have. Those will all be inspected and we'll have answers today.
The teachers union insists there are more problems than just that one school.
President Michael Mulgrew on 1010 Winds this morning, pointing out what he feels is one of the main issues right now, getting classrooms cleaned.
The lack of personnel, the custodians' budgets had been cut. So they're having a big problem with that. And you see more and more teachers. If you drive around the city, you'll see teachers sitting outside on outside their schools because they know that things are there's violations of the safety protocols already in the building.
Now, for six consecutive weekdays, protests here at the Grace Dodge High School. The teachers, two dozen of them, carrying signs like "Silent No More."
And we're asking for a full remote start. Trust has been broken, and that goes back to what happened in March. The first thing that we need is trust.
But there were several silent sit-ins, in fact, today. One was at PS 142 in the Lower East Side, where teachers sat quietly at their desks in classrooms with signs that read, "Under-resourced, understaffed, underfunded." Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in the Bronx.
As possible layoffs loom, there's also talk about bringing city workers back into the office.
The mayor says he's getting to it. The work is underway to get the city back up to speed, and he applauds organizations getting their workforce back. At one Vanderbilt's ribbon cutting,
one of the companies involved in that effort, SL Green, has brought back their entire workforce. I think that's great.
But the specter of city layoffs looms.
This is nothing any of us ever wants to do. I don't want to see us go down this road. It would only be a last resort.
The mayor says he's working with labor leaders to find savings as they lobby Albany to approve a big bucks loan for the city. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
There was a fatal crash on the Southern State Parkway this morning. Police say a 33-year-old man from Farmingdale was going the wrong way near exit 29 in North Massapequa when he crashed into an SUV, killing two women and a man. Two others were injured in the crash, including one who's been hospitalized in critical condition. 1010 Winds will have more on this still-developing story as it becomes available. Looks like the pandemic won't scare away the Halloween fun in New York. There had been concerns about a possible ban on trick-or-treating after one was announced in Los Angeles last week. But today, speaking on News 12, Governor Cuomo said that is not happening here.
If you want to go knock on your neighbor's door, God bless you. I'm not going to tell you not to. If you want to go for a walk with your child through the neighborhood, I'm not going to tell you you can't take your child through the neighborhood. I'm not going to do that. I'll give you my advice and guidance, and then you'll make the decision what you do that night.
You can also get some advice and guidance from the chocolate people. Hershey's has posted a color-coded map on their website that allows you to check on the COVID risk in each area. Comedian Jon Stewart again going to bat for those who put their lives on the line for this country. He's teaming up with Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, former U.S. Secretary of Veterans Affairs David Shulkin, and others to announce the Presumptive Benefits for War Fighters Exposed to Burn Pits and Other Toxins Act of 2020. The bill would streamline the process for obtaining VA benefits for burn pit and other toxic exposures.
The veterans in Iraq and Afghanistan are suffering the same illnesses and the same toxic exposure because of the actions of our own government. We dug burn pits, some of them 10 acres. They burned 24/7. Everything, every hazardous waste was piled into them.
Approximately 3.5 million veterans have been exposed to burn pits that spewed these toxic fumes and carcinogens into the air. Here's a COVID-19 outbreak at New York University. Six students tested positive, prompting the school to lock down the Reuben Hall freshman dorm. NYU says all Reuben students must quarantine until at least the end of today, and they plan to announce whether that will be extended. The news came days after NYU had to issue a warning for students to remain socially distant after video surfaced online showing hundreds of young people congregating in Washington Square Park over the weekend. The majority of the attendees were not wearing a mask. It's not clear if any of the school's positive cases were at that weekend party. The tri-state quarantine list has been updated, and Puerto Rico is now back on. Six states, though, removed: California, Hawaii, Maryland, Minnesota, Nevada, and Ohio, bringing the number of restricted U.S. areas now to 30. Travelers to New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut from those 30 states must quarantine for 14 days upon arriving in the tri-state area. New York City is second only to Los Angeles for U.S. cities where surface transportation is impacting the health of its residents, including asthma and other lung diseases. This is according to a new report titled The Road to Clean Air from the American Lung Association. And they're recommending that we transition to all electric buses in the city by 2050. They say if we do, that could prevent as many as 6,300 premature deaths, 93,000 asthma attacks, and 416,000 lost workdays every year. After LA and New York, San Francisco, Chicago, and Dallas round out their top five.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.